Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Welcome back to Quiz Time. I'm the producer of the best 5-minute wine podcast, Rusty Sellers. This is the Did You Pay Attention quiz, Flying Whale Edition. You heard the story, Senegal, space whales, French wine. But the real question is, were you listening or just sipping? We'll test you with 2 rounds, 5 questions each. No mercy. Let's play.
Trivia show, sip it fast now.
Here we go.
Round 1, multiple choice. Question 1, flying whale wine is inspired by which African tribe? A, Zulu, B, Maasai, C, Dogon, or D, Berber? Correct answer is C, Dogon. Ancient, mysterious, and apparently ahead of NASA.
This is your captain speaking.
Question 2. The Dogon people based their belief system around which star system? A, Orion, B, Sirius, C, Alpha Centauri, or D, Polaris? The answer we are looking for is B, Sirius. They knew about it before telescopes did, which is either incredible or we're behind. Moving on to question 3. Where did Mababa grow up? A, Cape Town, B, Lagos, C, Dakar, D, Nairobi? Correct answer is C, Dakar. Right on the Atlantic. Beaches, culture, and apparently future wine founders. Question 4. What unexpected event led him into the wine business? A, family vineyard, B, sommelier school, C, a random meeting in Miami, D, winning a wine contest? Let's see. Where are my notes? Correct answer is, C, a random meeting in Miami. He went for film and WNBA talk, left with a wine company. Last question of our first round. Before wine, Mababa primarily worked as what? A, chef, B, filmmaker, C, sommelier, D, importer. Answer is A, chef. Cut. Correct answer is B, filmmaker. Because apparently one career wasn't enough. Intermission time. Welcome back. How'd you do? Grab a sip. Reset your ego. Round 2 is coming in hot.
Round 2.
Question 6. The flying whale name comes from a real animal used in winemaking. Answer is false. Question 7. Mababa met his winemaking partner in the south of France shortly after their first introduction. Right answer is true. June, conversation, August, France. That's what we call momentum. Next up is question 8. The vineyard they partnered with was newly built from scratch. Answer, false. Over 100 years old, 5th generation, not exactly a startup. Question 9. His red blend was inspired by big California Cabernet wines. Answer is true. But smoother, silkier, less dry your mouth out energy. Final question. He believes rosé should only be enjoyed during summer. The answer is false. He said that idea is ridiculous. Fireplace rosé is officially approved. All right, pencils down. Score yourself. 9 to 10 correct. You were locked in.
Yeah, boy.
Respect. 6 to 8 correct. You were listening. Mostly. 3 to 5 correct. You had wine in your hand, didn't you?
Get it off your chest, Birdman.
0 to 2 correct. You just liked the intro music. Be honest. If this episode proved anything, it's that wine isn't just about what's in the glass. It's about the story behind it. And sometimes, that story involves a flying whale. This is Rusty Sellers, Unite. See you next time.